I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Science tells us that burning fossil fuels is a key contributor to climate change. That puts pressure on the giant oil companies that provide the fossil fuels. Or it should. A lawsuit filed last week against ExxonMobil alleges they defrauded shareholders by downplaying the climate change threat to its bottom line. Jeff Colgan is a professor at Brown University. He specializes in energy and environmental policy. What exactly is ExxonMobil being accused of, Jeff?
Well, they're specifically being accused of deceiving the investors in the extent to which climate change might hurt the profitability of ExxonMobil's business. But of course, that's related to a larger story about how ExxonMobil's public relations campaigns have deceived the public about climate change. ExxonMobil was instrumental in some of the campaigns led by the American Petroleum Institute, which is the kind of industry lobby group, in the 1990s that set out specific goals to try to get the public to recognize uncertainty, to see climate change as an uncertain issue where there wasn't clarity around the science of it. And that was very much inconsistent with what ExxonMobil's own scientists were saying, where they were saying, look, the science is settled, and we understand that climate change is coming, and it's caused by humans.
What has ExxonMobil been saying in its defense?
Well, ExxonMobil has changed its tune over time. When the CEO was Lee Raymond in 2000, he was very much opposed to the idea of global warming. He, in fact, even said publicly that he feared a coming ice age more than he feared catastrophic warming. So he had a really kind of tough line on climate change. Since then, things have changed. So when Rex Tillerson, who later became the Secretary of State, when Tillerson became the CEO, ExxonMobil changed its tune, and they started to withdraw funding from the groups that had been denying the science of climate change that Exxon had been funding in the 1990s and early 2000s.
Presumably, this lawsuit focuses on those earlier days. Is there a smoking gun, like a memo where higher-ups at the company said at one point, look, this is our plan?
Well, that's interesting because the New York Attorney General has been requesting internal documents, and we don't know what all of those documents say, but the Deputy Attorney General has said exactly those words that you just said, smoking guns, plural. So we don't know what the text of that is, but it sounds like the prosecutors are confident that ExxonMobil did deceive its shareholders.
So ExxonMobil's all over the globe. Is this the New York Attorney General's office acting alone, or have they been hearing from interested parties all over the globe?
The New York State Attorney General is, of course, very powerful because the New York Stock Exchange is governed by New York state law. And so other parties have been weighing in, including other states, and presumably other countries are going to be watching this case very closely.
Jeff Colgan, professor at Brown University, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.